A pleasant good afternoon to you from Lincoln, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. The Nebraska Wesleyan women come into today's contest 3-16 in the GPAC, 4-18 overall. They've lost four games in a row since a 70-69 win over Midland on January 27th. The Prairie Wolves' other two wins in GPAC play over the College of St. Mary and another one over Midland. Wesleyan is averaging 56.2 points per game. They allow 75 points per contest. The Wolves are getting out rebounded 38.6 to 34.0, and they're allowing teams to make 43.7% of their shots while converting 36.4% themselves. Felicia Tucholsky makes this team go. She is scoring 16.1 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. Courtney Cook is tossing in 9.3 points per game with 6.5 rebounds. Addie Wetzel scores 6.9 points per game, grabs 5.3 rebounds, and Allie Kalal is the leader in three-point shots made and is 43 of 126 from the arc for 34.1% success. The defender women, that is, 8-18 overall, 4-15 in the GPAC. They have three games remaining, two after today. The defenders are 3-4 over their last seven games, 4-6 over the last 10 contests. Micah Hull scores 10 points per game, grabs 12.2 rebounds, and converts 45.7% of her field goal attempts. She has 78 blocked shots. Kim Cruz scores 8.7 points per game with 4.7 rebounds. Cassidy Vredevoet's average is 8.6 points per game with 5.7 rebounds. Paige Engber scores 7.9 points per game and is making 39.7% of her three-point shots. Abby Chapman adds 7.2 points per game. Jamie Gasink is good for 7.1. Micah Hulst has 317 rebounds this season. That is a school record. Last time out, the Hastings Broncos defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 71-58 on Wednesday night. Wesleyan was down 27-26 at halftime, but a 22-10 run by the Broncos in the third quarter put the visitors in charge, and they used that advantage for the 13-point win. The defender women lost to Briarcliff 67-45. Cassidy Vredevoet scored 9. Michael Holst had 8. She also grabbed 13 rebounds and had 3 blocked shots. Dort College was down 40-39 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, but surrendered a 13-0 run to close the quarter and start the fourth quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. These two teams met back in January the 9th to be exact. Seems like a long time ago already, 5 weeks. Dort College won at 72-40, led 42-14 at halftime. Dort limited Wesleyan to 21.9% shooting. Dort had a 53-37 rebounding advantage. Michael Hull scored 17 points and had 11 rebounds. Paige Angbers scored 14 points, had 5 rebounds. Dort leads this women's series 18-7. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with starting lineups.
Dort
right
College
after this.
Education.
Starting lineups for tonight's contest or for today's contest. For Dort College, number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per game. Number 22, Abby Chapman, a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 7.2 points per outing. Jamie Gasinks, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.1 points per game. Michael Hulst is a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 10 points per game. And Cassidy Vredevoet, a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 8.6 points per contest. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they will start number 5, Courtney Cook, a 6-foot senior from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 9.3 points per game. Morgan Nishida is a 5'3 sophomore from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 3.3 points per game. Number 24 is Felicia Tucholsky, a 5'9 senior from Perth, Nebraska, averaging a team-high 16.1 points per outing. Kelly Sanchez is a 5'10 senior from Lincoln, averaging 2.9 points per game. And Kylie Ashley is a 6-foot sophomore, a junior from Kent, Washington, averaging 2.7 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for basketball. The Dort College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves getting set to do battle. Nebraska Wesleyan in their home white uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in black. For the Dort College Defenders, road black uniforms, white numbers with gold trimming. Opening tap is controlled by Halston. We are underway with basketball. The Dort College Defenders with the basketball, first possession of the contest. And a turnover, it's taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court, Nishida. Nishida passes it left side. They get it to Tucholsky. Tucholsky drives to the free throw line. K kicks it right corner, Nishida. Nishida drives into the lane, nothing there. Comes back outside, two on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst gets it up the floor over to Gasink. Gasink will bring it into the front court. Gasink passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low to Cruz. Cruz short corner to Hulst. Hulst scoops it up with the left hand. Shot no good. Almost stuck on the back, stuck on the rim. Taken away by Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Gasink. Gasink three ball. Good. Jamie Gasink with a 3-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 3-0 just out of the chute. With the basketball is Nishida. 1 minute gone in this contest. Pass goes to Sanchez. Sanchez, Nishida. Nishida, three-pointer for the tie. Nope. Rebound taken away. Right wing by Chapman. Chapman gives it back over to Gasink. Gasink will bring it up the floor for the defenders. Gasink passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz out front, Vredevoad. Vredevoad, Gasink. Gasink gives it up. Hulst. Hulst to the cutter. Cruz. Cruz shot no good, but Tucholsky is called for the personal foul. And Felicia Tucholsky picks up her first personal foul. Our officials tonight, or today I should say, Jeff Schwartz, TJ Butler, and Matt Hager. First free throw by Cruz is up and through. She's got another one coming. 57% free throw shooter. This one's up, short, no good. And the Dort College defender lead is 4-0. 4-0 our score into the front court quickly is Nishida. Where's number 11? She's guarded there by Chapman. Pass goes top of the key. This is Cook. Cook goes to Tucholsky. Tucholsky spin move into the lane. Her shot no good. Another rebound for Hulst. Hulst gets it away to Gasink. Gasink up the floor over the basketball. Cross court diagonal pass goes left side to Vredevoad. Vredevoad, Cruz. Cruz three. Up and over the top of the backboard off of the rim. Out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. So Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Inbounding will be Courtney Cook. Cook to toss it in with her team trailing 4-0. 8:15 left to play. First quarter. Pass out front to Ashley. Ashley with the basketball. Gives it up Sanchez. Sanchez, Nishida. Nishida, right wing. Nishida guarded there by Chapman. Comes back out front. Sanchez guarded there by Cruz. Man-to-man defense applied by the Dort College defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan turns it over. So Nebraska Wesleyan failing to convert on offense thus far. We're about 2 minutes into this contest, and the Dort College defenders own a 4-0 lead. Pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman to Gasink. Gasink left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz setting the offense left wing. Cross-court pass over to Gasink. Splits the defense. Nothing there now. Hulst, Chapman. Chapman right wing. Fires it into traffic. Intended for Vredevoad. It's taken away by Nishida. Nishida left side to Tucholsky. Tucholsky driving in. Off-balance shot with the right hand. Gets it to go. Right hand left side. Felicia Tucholsky with another 2 points, adding to her nearly 1,400 career points. We'll go through some of the career numbers for these two teams, some of the standouts for them heading into play this evening. A foul called on the floor against Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to go on Nishida. Nishida whistled for the personal foul, her first, team foul number two. No free throws yet for the Dort College defenders. 7:21 remaining in the first half. Gasink with the basketball goes into the corner to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman comes back out front to Cruz. Cruz left side. Gasink, Gasink down to the corner. Gasink gives it up, Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz, Euro step, shot is good. Kim Cruz with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 6-2 as she was able to keep the ball up high on that drive into the lane. With a basketball to Tucholsky. Tucholsky whispers through a 3-point bucket. Felicia Tucholsky with 5 points, all 5 points for Nebraska Wesleyan for that matter. And the Dort College defenders bring the basketball up. Gasink passes it off to Cruz. Cruz, right side, Chapman. Chapman, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped out, controlled by Sanchez. Sanchez to Nishida. Nishida with the basketball. Goes left side over to Cook. Cook driving in against Hulst, and Hulst is going to be called for a personal foul. Free throw time for Courtney Cook. Cook, a 79% free throw shooter. Four new players checking in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in a variety of locations across the region. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Cook makes both free throws, and the defenders find themselves down 7-6. So Cook makes good on both free throws. Senior from Overland Park, Kansas, Dort College basketball. Dort College staying with their original starting five on the floor thus far. Tekolsky, four new players joining her on the floor for Nebraska Wesleyan. Chapman passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz, Gason. Gason gives underneath Holst. Holst, turn around, hook shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Addie Wetzel. Wetzel to Tekolsky. Tekolsky up the floor with a head full of steam, right-handed dribble. Again, off-balance shot as she moves right to left, unable to knock the shot down. And here come the defenders. Cruz underneath with her team trailing by one. She gives Dort College a one-point lead. Kim Cruz now has 5 points. 5 points on the drive by Cruz from the left side. Nebraska Wesleyan answering with a three. No. Rebound taken away by Chapman on the elbow. Chapman with the basketball. She gives it up. Left side over to Gason. Gason bounces it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet power move, drop step, two-point bucket, good from the left block. Dort College leads 10-7. Quickly up the floor to Kulstie. To Kulstie on the baseline. Her shot from the left baseline from 12 feet over the top of Gason is good. To Kulstie with 7 points. Dort College leads 10-9. Gason right side, Chapman looks down low for Holst. Holst puts it up, shot in traffic, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot no good. Tap out to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Gason. Gason right side, Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman over to Gason. Gason inside to Holst. Holst back over to Chapman. Chapman three. Good. Abby Chapman with a three-point bucket. Dort College extends the lead to 13-9. 13-9 the score. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Backing her way in is Tekolsky. Tekolsky fires it outside to the perimeter. Kaylee Stokey. Stokey gives it underneath to Wetzel. Wetzel back out to Stokey. Stokey forces it up from the perimeter. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball. Gasing now over to Cruz. Cruz looking inside to Holst. Finds her. And Holst travels with the basketball before she can put it on the deck. Dort College leading 13-9. So a good start for the defenders thus far. Checking in for the defenders, you've got Robin Blunt and Paige Engbers checking out Chapman and Vredevoet. DeAger will be checking in just a moment. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball. This is Claire Phillips. Phillips firing it off of the glass, no good. Beg your pardon, Vredevoet is still in the contest. Cruz, long pass over the top for Blunt. Robin Blunt gets up in the air, knocks it down from the left side. Robin Blunt with 2 points. She's been playing well as of late. 15-9, our score. She's got 6 points. Scoring the basketball, Robin Blunt, one of those players who can get around people and beat her player down the floor that time. Also ran track last year, did Robin Blunt, all 4 years. So DeAger will check in now, and Holst will check out. And the Dort College defenders will walk it up, leading 15-9. Pass goes over to Blunt. Blunt to DeAger. DeAger Engbers had a three, decides against it. It goes over to Cruz. Still early in the shot clock. Right side pass. Comes back over to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Under 10 to shoot for the defenders. Now 6. Cruz has it, dribbling to the right wing. Cut off on the play by Phillips. Tumbles to the floor, does Cruz. Firing up a shot, no good, is Vredevoet. Ball doesn't catch iron. They whistle the shot clock violation. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. Hoping for good travels on the way home this evening. Doesn't sound like it'll be real pleasant tomorrow, but hopefully we beat it home after a couple of wins for the defenders, we hope. Shot in the lane by Nebraska Wesleyan, no good, but Jamie Gason gets called for the personal foul, and for Jamie, that's number one. Free throw time for Courtney Cook. Cook with a couple of free throws coming. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual with Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual with Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Cook makes one of two free throws. The defender lead is 15-10. 15-10, our score. Right side pass to Blunt. Blunt fires the cross court over to Angers. Angers lets fly with a three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Phillips. Phillips, long pass into the front court to Tucholsky. Tucholsky drives in, off-balance shot. Good. Tucholsky with 9 points. Dort College held her in check in the meeting down in Sioux Center earlier this season, 5 weeks ago. Today already she has 9 points, nine of her team's 12 points. Steal by Tucholsky, and Tucholsky is fouled on the play by Shea DeAger. DeAger caught reaching in on the play. That is foul number three on the defenders in this half. In this quarter, that is. Well, for the half and for the quarter. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Got started straight up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Phillips with the basketball, driving in with the right hand, stops in the lane, tries to drop it off. She does for Ashley, but Ashley can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Nebraska Wesleyan. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Walking it up, they pass. Over to Gasing. Gasing with the ball. Gasing with the shot for 12, no good. Rebound controlled by Paige Angers. Angers with the basketball over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Angers. Angers with it. Right corner. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. No, it's last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It will be Dort College basketball. Angers inbounds to Blunt. Blunt passes left side Vredevoet. Vredevoet spins. Her shot is good. Vredevoet from the left block gets the shot to go. Dort College trails 17. I should say Dort College leads 17-12. 1:45 remaining. Pass goes over to Cook. High scoring first quarter for the defenders thus far. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan, and on the putback attempt, Cook gets called for a travel violation. Dort College will get it back on the turnover. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball. Dort College leading in women's play 17-12, 1:30 remaining. Gasing passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Pass goes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Gasing. Gasing to Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt drives in. Right-handed shot. Good. Robin Blunt with 4 points, and the defenders lead it 19-12. 19-12 the score. Flip Phillips with the basketball. Phillips down to the baseline. Cut off there by Gasing. Comes back over to Sanchez. Sanchez to Phillips. Phillips running the point. This is Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Driving in is Tucholsky. Tucholsky trying to create. Fires it outside Schulte. Schulte with the basketball right wing. Passes into the corner. Three on the way by Ashley. Missed everything. Ball is loose. And shot clock violation. A shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. 47.4 seconds remaining in this first half, in the first quarter. Gasing with the basketball just across the half line. Gets it over to Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble. Passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it down to the baseline. Cruz gives it up. Holst. Holst. Chapman. Chapman. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound Gasing. Gasing has it taken away by her front by Schulte. Schulte. Schulte fires it ahead to Tucholsky. And Nebraska Wesleyan doesn't make the most of the possession in the final moments of the first quarter. They turn it over. Intended for Tucholsky, but Tucholsky couldn't track it down. And now Dort College should be able to get the final shot of the first quarter. Pass goes right side Blunt. Blunt fires it back over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman three from the corner. No good. 12 seconds remaining. Chapman chases down her missed shot. Pass goes over to Blunt. Blunt Gasing. Gasing splits the defense, and she's fouled. Not a bad foul for Nebraska Wesleyan, except for who it's going to go on. That's going to go on number 24, Felicia Tucholsky, her second. So Tucholsky has gotten herself into a bit of a jam in terms of fouls. Might have to sit for a little while. Gasing throwing the ball in. Pass goes into Holst. Holst shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. And they don't get a shot off at the end of the first quarter. Our score after one. Nebraska Wesleyan 12, Dort College 19. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. 19-12 our score. Dort College trailed once here in the first quarter of play. That was at 7-6. They answered that with a 4-0 run. They're led so far by Kim Cruz with 5 points. Felicia Tucholsky has 9 points. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball, trailing by 7, and they're going to have to do it for a while without their leading scorer on the floor. Three-pointer by Wesleyan, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz throwing it in. Cruz gets the ball inbounded to Jamie Gasink. Gasink will bring it up for the defenders. Gasink across the timeline. She's got it at the top of the key. Goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman feeds it baseline. Gives it up. Out front, Gasink. Gasink now over to Cruz. Cruz tries to feed it through the lane. Too many arms there. Nebraska Wesleyan comes up with it. Here comes Nishida. Nishida down to the baseline. Nishida driving in, drops it off. Shot is up. No good. Missed shot by Addie Wetzel on the weak side pass. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Cruz. Cruz with the left hand. Kick out pass. Gasink reverses right side Chapman. Chapman pull up from 12 on the baseline. Missed it. No good. And a push called on Micah Hulst on the rebound. That's going to be number 2 on Micah. Costly foul by the defender's post player. She picks up foul number 2. Let's see if Dort College goes to the bench. They will. But not before Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. So Hulst will have to play this possession without picking up her third personal foul. Addie Wetzel passes it left side to Allie Kalale. Pass back out front. Kalale. Kalale. With it on the wing. Now Stokey. Stokey to Wetzel. Wetzel spins against Hulst. Hulst holds her ground. Three-pointer up and down for Claire Phillips. Phillips with the three. Dort College leads 19-15. Chapman with the basketball goes over to Cruz. Cruz to Gasink. Gasink to Vredevoad. Vredevoad back over to Gasink. Gasink right side. Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Jump stop. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped away and controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Nishida. Nishida with the basketball. Nishida at the top of the key. Goes right side. Stokey, and Stokey travels with it. DeAger checks in. Checking out will be Micah Hulst. On the floor for the defenders right now, Cruz, Gasink, Vredevoad, DeAger, and Chapman. Gasink takes it across half court. Her team leading by 5. Left side pass over to Cruz. Cruz gives into the corner. Vredevoad. Zone defense applied here by Wesleyan. Shot from 10 by DeAger. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Addie Wetzel unable to hang on to it. Not many foul shots yet in this one. 6 total. 2 for the defenders. 4 for Wesleyan. Neither team got to the bonus in the first quarter of play. Wesleyan with the basketball after the missed shot by Vredevoad. Left wing, she tried to bank it in from about 11 feet. And she was too strong with it. Shot from the perimeter. A 3-point bucket is up and down for Kaylee Stokey. Stokey cuts it down to a 1-point ball game at 19-18. Right side pass, Gasink. Gasink gives it up to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes right side to Gasink. Gasink puts it up in traffic. Shot good. Jamie Gasink with 5, and the defenders lead 21-18. Pass goes left side. This is Kaylee Stokey. Stokey gives it out front to Wetzel. Wetzel misses the 3. Defenders up and running with it. 4-point lead for the defenders right now. Chapman to Gasink. Gasink on the right side. Left side it goes over to Cruz. Cruz beyond the 3-point line on the wing. Comes back over to Chapman. Bounce pass inside DeAger. DeAger tries to pass out of the triple team, and she's fouled on the play. The hold is going to be called on Wesleyan and number 22, Claire Phillips. Phillips whistled for her first personal foul. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Angbers. Angbers to Traeger. Angbers just checked into the ballgame, and now we've got an official's timeout. And it appears that brace for Cassidy Vredevoad has come loose, and she's going to check out of the ballgame and get that readjusted. Throwing the ball in now will be Angbers. Angbers tosses it in, gets it in to DeAger. DeAger shot, missed it too strong, no good from the right side of the hoop. Shot it over the top of the hoop to Kulstie over to Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez to Nishida. Nishida high post. Cook. Cook against Cruz. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down, and we've got a foul called on Dort College. Foul's going to go on the defenders and number 22, Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her first personal foul. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Nishida. Nishida to Sanchez. Sanchez looking down low for Ashley. Instead, Sanchez will put up the shot in the lane. It's no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim goes left side. Give it off to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Now Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz driving in, and we've got a hand check called on Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez whistled for her first personal, and that is team foul number two on Wesleyan. 6:20 remaining, first half. Throwing the ball in will be Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt to toss it in. Blunt passes it in to Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt left side, Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman goes right side, Cruz. Cruz back to Blunt. Blunt's going to be called for traveling. Turnover against the defenders. Robin Blunt whistled for the travel. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Wesleyan inbounds in the backcourt. Courtney Cook throws it in. Cook gives it to Nishida. Nishida across half court. Passes left side. And we've got a hand check called on Robin Blunt. Blunt's going to be called for the foul. Robin Blunt whistled for foul number one. Team foul number three on the defenders here with just under 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Throwing the ball in will be Nishida. Nishida looking, passes left side. Driving down to the baseline, fire it out front. They give into the corner, Nishida. Nishida setting the offense from the corner, comes back over to Sanchez. Sanchez down low to Cook. Cook fires it left side, shot on the way, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Dort College defenders. Dort College up and running. Here's Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. Cruz passes left side over to Engbers. Engbers thought about the three, and she's going to be called for steps. Gasink is in. Chapman is out. 21-17, our score, Dort College by four. 21-17, the score. Nishida on the left side, guarded there by Gasink. Goes down to the baseline, picks up her dribble, does Nishida, tries to fire it underneath the Cook, and we've got a hold called on the defenders. Let's see who it's going to go on. It'll go on either Cruz or Engbers. Engbers whistled for the personal, and for Paige, that is her third. I beg your pardon, her first. Just one foul now on Engbers. Nebraska Wesleyan inbounds. Cook, Cook, off balance, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Engbers. Engbers to Gasink. Gasink across the timeline. Gasink to Engbers. Engbers left side, Chapman. Chapman to Engbers. Engbers lets fly with a three. Off the heel, too strong, no good from the right wing. Rebound taken down long by Nishida. Nishida over to Sanchez. Long two on the way by Sanchez, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Sanchez. That'll be number two on her. Team foul number three on Wesleyan in this half. A platoon of five players coming in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Five in and five out for the white team. .439 remaining. First half of play. Engbers fires it in to Cruz. Cruz, jumper in the lane, too strong, no good. Rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Schulte has it. Schulte on the left wing. She's going to drive to the left elbow. Stops, pops. The 17-footer is off the mark, no good. And a foul called in the backcourt on Wesleyan. That's going to go on Ann Schulte. Schulte whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number four on Wesleyan. So both teams with four fouls. Dort College basketball, Gasink. Gasink picks up her dribble. Free throw line pass to Vredevode. Vredevode, nothing there. Double teamed. And she's going to be called for dragging her foot. Vredevoad was called for dragging her foot. Schulte takes it across the timeline. Pass goes out front with the basketball. It is Stokey, and Stokey travels with it. And a turnover called against Nebraska Wesleyan. So North College gets it back. Both teams called for a travel. Both teams a little flustered by the call. Cruz into the lane intended for Engbers, and a turnover against the North College defenders. Here comes Wesleyan, and offensively challenged. First 6 minutes plus of this quarter. It is 5-2 Wesleyan in this quarter. We have been stuck at 21-17 for a long time. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass goes right side with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman gives into the corner, Engbers. Engbers three ball, high off the rim, no good. And a rebound foul called on Dort College. And Micah Hulst, and Hulst has just picked up her third, and you might want to get her out of the ballgame now. Robin Blunt will check into the ballgame. And we've got a 1-1 on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. So foul number three on Hulst here in the first half. Dort College will go the final 3:29 without Micah Hulst on the floor. Vredevoad will now play the five. You'll have Robin Blunt playing the forward spot. Engbers will be on the perimeter along with Chapman and Gasing. First free throw is no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. One of two free throws made by Addie Wetzel. It's 21-18. North College still stuck on 2 points for this second quarter. Down to the baseline is Gasing. Gasing steps on the end line out of bounds. She was helped out of bounds on the defensive pressure by Wesleyan's Claire Phillips and Addie Wetzel. Wetzel will inbound the basketball to Schulte. Schulte takes it across the timeline. Schulte with it right wing. Wesleyan with a three-point deficit to make up. Pass goes left side. Wesleyan with the ball. Pass goes over to Kaylee Stokey. Stokey gives it off to Wetzel. Wetzel lob pass into the lane to Cook. Cook working against Blunt. Puts it up, sneaks it up, shot no good. Got it inside of the arms of Robin Blunt on the defense. And here comes Dort College back the other way. Jamie Gasing with the basketball. Schulte forces the ball loose. Gasing unable to get to it, but Blunt did. And Blunt and Schulte end up in a tie ball situation, a tie-up. Jump ball, it'll be Dort College basketball in the alternating possession. Gasing running a set play from the top of the key. Well, the defense is taking over here in the second quarter. Cross-court pass by Blunt, tipped and taken back by Wesleyan. Wesleyan for the basketball. Long pass into the front court. With it is Kalail. Kalail gives it off to Stokey. Stokey to Cook. Cook, two players around her, and we've got a forearm on the side against Dort College. That's going to go on Paige Engbers. That's foul number two on Paige Engbers. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 5 points for Courtney Cook. Dort College leads 21-20. They've scored 2 points in the second quarter as opposed to eight for Wesleyan. Vredevoad shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with the basketball. Schulte. Schulte working against Engbers on the right wing. Pass out front to Cook. Cook gives it up to Allie Kalail. Kalail with the basketball. Kalail passes it to Schulte. Schulte fires it out front. Shot on the way for Wetzel is off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Blunt. Blunt gives the basketball back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. Chapman now back over to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Blunt. And Blunt steps on the end line out of bounds. It will be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan inbounding the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. And Schulte across the timeline setting the offense. She passes over to Courtney Cook. Cook gives it up to Stokey. Stokey down low, Cook. Cook puts it up in traffic, and a foul on the play is going to be on either Vredevoet or Blunt. That's going to go on number 25, Robin Blunt, and Blunt picks up her second personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. A couple of made free throws by Cook. Cook now 7 of 8 from the free throw line. And Wesleyan leads at 22-21. Kenzie Bausma's pass back to the top of the key intended for Cruz, taken back by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a basketball, long pass into the front court. Kaylee Stokey, and Stokey travels with it. Under a minute to go into this first half. Dort College's offense has died on the vine right now. Got to get some buckets. Two-point basket by Gasink is the only offense of the second quarter for the defenders. Vredevoet has it stripped away. Schulte comes up with it. Schulte became eligible at the semester break, and she has had a definite impact on this contest for Wesleyan. And with 39.9 seconds left to go in this half, Dort College will use their first timeout of the contest. Back with more after
this. The teacher
this.
Education program is one of the largest programs at Dort College. Our professors help students understand teaching from a Christian perspective, whether you intend to teach in a Christian school or a public school. I chose to be an education major because I love kids, but my experience at Dort made me realize that there's more to teaching than that. I've learned that teachers need a love for who they teach, what they teach, and how to teach. I'm Ellie Taylor, an education major at Dort, and I encourage you to learn more about my school at dort.edu.
Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Cruz passes over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Offside pass, Bausma. Bausma with it on the wing. 30 seconds remaining, and Bausma has her pocket picked by Schulte. And Schulte is fouled on the play by Chapman. And the Dort College defenders unable to execute out of the timeout. Wesleyan will go to the free throw line, and Ann Schulte will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's a 5'8 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. She did not play in the first meeting of these two teams, by my recollection. First free throw is no good. She's got another one coming. Angbers will check in. Bausma will check out. That foul, by the way, was charged to Abby Chapman. That's number two on Abby. Wesleyan trying to extend the lead to 2, 23-21, and they are unable to do so. Lead stays at 22-21. Saved by Schulte. Loose basketball. Chapman picks it up, gets it away to Gasink. Gasink splits the defense, drops it off for Cruz. Cruz the bucket and the foul. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, courtesy a drop-off pass by Gasink as she drew the defense to her. Shady Ager is going to check into the contest. Paige Angbers will check out. Jora Vanderhart will check into the ballgame for the defenders. And checking out of the contest is Abby Chapman. 23-22, Dort College by a point. Cruz, a 57% free throw shooter, trying to extend the Dort College lead, and she does. Kim Cruz, a three-point play, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, and the defenders lead 24-22. Wesleyan will hold for the final shot. I think. Pass goes left side. This is Kalale. Kalale to Cook. Cook down to the baseline. Cook fires it back out front. Two-point shot at the buzzer is off the mark. No good by Wesleyan's Kaylee Stokey. And we're at halftime. Dort College 24. Nebraska Wesleyan 22. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College has led for most of the first half. A couple of hiccups in that lead. 7-6, Nebraska Wesleyan led briefly in the first quarter. Wesleyan also led briefly 22-21. Dort College's offense, tough go of it in the second quarter. Dort College led 19-12 at the end of the first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan doubled up on Dort in the second quarter, 10-5. Dort College leads Nebraska Wesleyan 24-22. At halftime, the numbers, Dort College 10 of 30 from the floor, 33.3%, 2 for 9 on three-pointers, 22.2%, 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 6 for 28 from the floor, 21.4%, 2 of 11 on threes, 18.2%, 8 of 12 on free throws for 66.7%. Dort College has out-rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 27-16. Turnovers, Dort College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan with 10. Dort College is led in scoring by Kim Cruz. She's got 8 points. 5 points for Jamie Gasing. 4 for Robin Blunt. 4 for Cassidy Bredevo. 3 for Abby Chapman for their total of 24. For Wesleyan, Felicia Tucholsky, 9 points. She played just 11 minutes in the first half, though. She has 2 personal fouls. Wesleyan elected to have her sit the bench for a while in the first half rather than potentially pick up her third foul. Courtney Cook has 7 points for Wesleyan. Kaylee Stokey has 3. Claire Phillips has 2. Addie Wetzel has 1. 6 rebounds for Michael Hulse, 3 offensive, 3 defensive. She has 3 personal fouls, though. 4 rebounds each for Kim Cruz and Abby Chapman, 3 for Jamie Gasing and Paige Angbers. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Felicia Tucholsky with 3, 2 for Courtney Cook, 2 for Allie Kalale, 2 for Ann Schulte, and 2 for Addie Wetzel for their total of 16. Two steals for Morgan Nishida to lead Nebraska Wesleyan. For Dort College, Kim Cruz has 3 assists to lead for the defenders. Dort College did not have a steal registered in the first half. Ann Schulte had 6 steals in the first half of play for Nebraska Wesleyan. She had 6 of her team's 10 assists, steals in the first half of play. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of what's happening in the GPAC right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores from across the conference in women's play. Briarcliff leads Hastings 32-28 in Hastings. Midland leads Mount Marty and Fremont 33-28. Morningside leads Doan 41-34. And Concordia leads Northwestern 40-29. No report on that College of St. Mary Dakota Wesleyan game at halftime. The last score update we got from that was about a half hour ago when Dakota Wesleyan led 21-12 after the first quarter of play. Here in Lincoln, Stort College 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 22 in women's GPAC basketball. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Reminder that tonight, Dort College men's volleyball makes their DeWitt Gymnasium debut for the varsity part of the program's history. They've played as a club team for the past several seasons now. Tonight they embark on the home portion of the 2016 schedule, facing Ottawa. That's a school out of Kansas. We'll start that match at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you join us at the DeWitt Gymnasium. If you can't make it there will be a live webcast available at www.dort.edu/athletics, and that will get underway at about 7 o'clock this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after
Dort
this.
College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan out of the locker room warming up for the second half of their women's basketball tussle here at Snyder Arena in the weary health and fitness complex on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, Nebraska. Could be our last trip to Lincoln for basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan joining the Iowa Conference at the conclusion of this school year and embarking on an NCAA Division III only chapter in their history. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan, though, a game and a half remaining. Women's contest, Dort College leading by 2. Men's contest to begin at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Defenders are on the road to Mount Marty this Wednesday. And then they travel to, I should say they host, the College of St. Mary and Grace in women's and men's basketball, respectively, next Saturday afternoon, beginning at 2 o'clock.
Many people.
Felicia Tucholsky right out of the chute, takes it hard to the hole, and Tucholsky is fouled on the play. Felicia Tucholsky entered today's contest with 1,283 career points, and she can now add another two to that total. I beg your pardon, only made one of two. I thought she made them both, but scoreboard right now at 24-23. Dort College leading by a point. So Tucholsky, a 70% free throw shooter, makes one of two. Dort College turns it over in the back, in the front court. Here comes Tucholsky. Tucholsky off of the glass. Good. Felicia Tucholsky sat for much of the first half with two personal fouls, and she has come out gangbusters here in the second half as she takes it strong to the hoop. Dort College trapped in the corner was Robin Blunt. Blunt got fouled on the play as she sidestepped the double team applied by Courtney Cook and Morgan Nishida. Dort College to inbound the basketball. This is Robin Blunt. Blunt to trigger it. Gets it in to Cruz. Cruz out front to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink picks up her dribble. Gasink gives it up to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Her layup is good. Robin Blunt with 6 points, and the defenders back in front, 26-25. So another brief lead by Wesleyan. Shot by Tucholsky, no good as she got bumped on the play by Cruz. The Nebraska Wesleyan bench wants a foul call. None forthcoming. We've seen that chapter and verse before. Shot on the way by Chapman. Chapman three is up and good. She's got 6, and the defenders lead at 29-25. As a coaching staff, it can be so frustrating. And feel their pain, as it certainly looked like Tucholsky probably did enough to draw a foul call on the play, but didn't get one. But they answer back with a 2-point bucket. Nebraska Wesleyan. Gasing now with a 2-point bucket, making it 31-27. So a 4-point advantage for the defenders. Shot on the way by Tucholsky, and Tucholsky tosses in the long range three. And it's back to a 1-point game at 31-30. 6 points for Tucholsky. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Gasing trying to find Cruz. Turned it over. Here comes Tucholsky. Tucholsky stops, pops. 5-footer, left side, good. Felicia Tucholsky with a 2-point bucket. She has 8 points here in the second half already. 17 for the ball game. She's been sitting on the bench stewing for a while. Pass goes underneath, and after neither team could find the hoop with a map in the second quarter, suddenly we've got offense. 33-32, our score. Dort College has been outscored 10-9 here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. So the Dort College defenders, after a struggle in the second quarter, both teams just couldn't get it going offensively. Wesleyan outscored Dort College 10-5 in the second quarter. In the third quarter, though, a different story. And now Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by a point. They've got the basketball. They pass it over to Sanchez. Sanchez, spin move down to the block. Nothing there. Fires it back outside to Nishida. Nishida with the basketball. Nishida comes back over to Cook. Cook with it on the right wing. Back to Nishida. 4 to shoot. 3. Nishida, kick out pass. Shot at the buzzer. No good. That was short by Wesleyan and Wetzel. Here comes Dort College and Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, fires it off the pocket pass to DeAger. DeAger's shot no good. And now two players for Wesleyan wrestling for the ball, and a foul's going to go on on Dort College and Shea DeAger. DeAger whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number 2 on Shea DeAger. .655 and counting. Third quarter of play. Nishida to bring it up. Well, both teams coming out with much more spirited play here in the third quarter. Second quarter looked like both teams were running in quicksand. And a foul called on the play on the entry pass to Cook. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal. Blunt with her third personal foul. And inbounding the basketball will be Tucholsky for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with it on the right wing. They get it into Sanchez. Sanchez to Nishida. Nishida in between the circles. Right side to Kolsky. To Kolsky puts it up over the top of DeAger. Basket is good. To Kolsky with another two. Well, question now is how long do you go if you're Dort College without your shot blocker? Micah Holst on the floor. Cassidy Vredeva got the pass on the wing and a foul on the play called on Cook. Courtney Cook whistled for the personal. Dort College for the time being is going to leave Holst on the bench. They're going to send Chapman and Engbers into the contest with 6:21 remaining. Checking out of the contest, Blunt and DeAger. Gaysink to throw it in. Gaysink looking. Still looking. Finds Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on to Kolsky. That's number three on her. Vredevoet will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following business. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web, TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod Orr is an agent. 712-737-6000. Vredevoet with 7 points as she makes one of two free throws. 6:10 remaining in the third quarter. Wesleyan basketball, they pass it to Schulte. Schulte driving in, cut off there. Fires it back out front for Kalel. Kalel with the basketball, Schulte. Schulte feeds it down low, and it's taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet able to hold her defensive position that time. Passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz, Gaysink. Gaysink's going to be called for steps as it looked like she was going to put the ball on the deck and then fired it into the corner instead to Engbers, and it's out of bounds. Wesleyan basketball with the turnover. Inbounding the basketball, Wesleyan gets it up the floor. Schulte. Schulte goes over to Wetzel. Wetzel with the basketball. Wetzel to Stokey. Stokey driving left side. Picks up her dribble. Passes back left side to Kalel. Kalel three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Gaysink. Jamie with the basketball. Jamie up the floor. Stops. Gives right side Chapman. Three ball. Short. No good. Rebound taken down by Engbers. Engbers fires it back out on the perimeter to Cruz. Cruz with it, drops it off inside for Vredevoet, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Now they'll have a conference. Throwing the ball in will be Engbers. The officials still conferring with 5:13 left to go in the third quarter. 25 seconds on the shot clock. And I believe they're going to reset the shot clock, and they're going to take it down to 18. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball goes inbounded to Gaysink. Gaysink shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to get charged to Addie Wetzel. Free throws on the way for Gaysink. Gaysink, two free throws coming. She's got seven. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Mount Dort College electing to roll the dice here. They'll toss Michael Holst back into the fray. Cassidy Vredevoet will check out. That'll change the defensive complexion of the contest for Dort College. You have that shot blocker back in the contest, and she immediately plays dividends with an offensive rebound on a missed free throw by Gaysink. But Dort College unable to knock the short shot down. And then Gaysink eventually gets called for a foul. So Dort College commits a foul in the backcourt. Both teams with four fouls. So the next foul by either team means bonus time. They kick it down low to Wetzel for Wesleyan. She takes it up strong over the top of Holst. And she reestablishes a one-point lead for Wesleyan at 36-35. Long ways to go in this one yet. Over 14 minutes left in the second half. 4:45 left to go in the third quarter. Pass goes in to Engbers. Engbers, off-balance shot is good. Paige Engbers put it on the floor with the right hand. Was able to get around a defensive player. Tosses up the short shot. And the Dort off of the glass from the right side of the lane. And Nebraska Wesleyan now has the basketball down a point. Left side pass, Wesleyan working it to Kalail. Kalail with it. Backdoor cut to Schulte. Schulte puts it up, and she's called for traveling. Schulte might be shaken up on the play, holding her left wrist. And Orr College will inbound the basketball. Angbers and Gaysink, along with Chapman, Cruz, and Hulst on the floor. For Wesleyan, Nishida, Stokey, Kalail, Cook, and Ashley on the floor. Pass goes middle of the lane to Cruz. Cruz off the back iron, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Nishida passes back left side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point bucket for Ellie Kalail. And Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 39-37. Door College looking for an answer. Cruz to Gaysink. Gaysink in between the circles. Gaysink picks up her dribble, passes into the corner. Chapman with the basketball back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Cruz to Angbers. Angbers spots up. Three, missed it, no good. And Paige Angbers has yet to hit a three this afternoon. She's gotten a couple of good looks from a few different areas. Shot no good by Nishida. Nishida into the lane. Shovels it off right side. Cook, jumper, baseline, no good from the right baseline. Rebound cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor. Cruz sidesteps a defensive player, lays it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz with a three-point play opportunity coming. She's got 10 points now. 39-39 our score. The foul's charged to Kylie Ashley. That's her first. Radevode back into the contest. Fort Ord College along with Hulst. Cruz shooting the free throw. Chapman and Angbers on the floor. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan, and we have a 39-39 tie. Our second tie of the contest. Last one came at 34-all 3 minutes ago. Pass goes down low, but the basketball is Cook. Cook on the block. Cook working against Radevode. Puts it up, shot short, no good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Hulst gives it off to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Cruz with it, right side Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman into the lane, Angbers. Angbers shot, short-armed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hulst. It will be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan to toss it in. This is Courtney Cook doing the honors. Cook gets the ball inbounded to Morgan Nishida. Nishida with it. Nishida guarded there by Cruz. Nishida down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now Cook. Cook stripped. Coming up with it is Hulst. Hulst back over to Cruz. 2:15 and counting. Cruz in between the circles. 2:10 remaining. Third quarter. Pass into the corner. Chapman. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Hulst double-teamed, hits the floor, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Wesleyan and Courtney Cook. That's number two on Courtney Cook. Two free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. So bonus time, Micah Hulst scoreless thus far today. Came in averaging 10 points per game. Today's broadcast made possible in part by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC by the Vettingland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. Hulst makes one of two, and the Dort College defenders lead 40-39. 1:55 remaining. Left side pass, Cook, three ball off the iron, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cruz. Dort College playing with a one-point lead and the basketball. Now 1:45 remaining in the third quarter. Up the floor with the basketball, right side Chapman. Chapman gives it over to Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst into the corner, Angbers. Angbers, three ball, got it. Three-point basket for Paige Angbers. She's got 5 points, and the defenders extend the lead to four, 43-39. Kaylee Stokey with the basketball goes out front to Cook. Cook gives it up. Now Nishida. Bounce pass down low to Ashley. Ashley to Cook. Cook sidesteps a defensive player. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called. And I believe this is going to be on Micah Hulst, and that's number four on Micah. Free throws coming for Courtney Cook. Cook with 7 points, all of them from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Cook makes both free throws. She is now 9 for 10 from the charity stripe. It's a two-point ball game with 1:14 remaining here in the third quarter. 43-41, Dort College leading Nebraska Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, frame repair, 722-2313, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Chapman with the basketball, cross court over to Gasing. Gasing with it, 1 minute remaining, third quarter of play, Dort College by two. Ingbers in the right corner with it. Ingbers back over to Chapman. Chapman, three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound, trying to save it in was DeJager. Sanchez trying to block her out, and DeJager got a hand on it but stepped on the end line out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Nishida will bring it up. Morgan Nishida across half court, 45 seconds and counting. Nishida in between the circles, has it on the right side, passes to Tucholsky against Gasing. Three players around her, fires it back out front for Sanchez. 14 to shoot, 34 on the game clock. Nishida, corner three, missed it, no good. Rebound Cook. Cook is fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go on Cassidy Vredevoet, I believe, and that might be number two on her. Just number one. I'm a little bit off this afternoon. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Cook misses the first free throw. She is a 79% free throw shooter. She is 9 for 11. Make it 10 for 12 as she makes one of two. And the defender lead is 43-42 with 29 seconds remaining in the third period. Gasing will toss it in for the defenders. Gasing gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz back to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing picks up her dribble, passes back over to Cruz. 20 to shoot, and it's stolen away. Another steal for Schulte. Schulte loses it out of bounds as Chapman stripped it away. And with 15.3 seconds remaining, that is at least steal number seven for Schulte this afternoon. Schulte playing one-handed, the way it appears, that left hand bothering her. She hurt it earlier in the contest, came out of the ballgame, now checked in for a defensive sequence. Shot on the way by Cook, rolls it in. First basket of the day for Cook after 10 made free throws. She's got 12, and Wesleyan leads it 44-43. Vredevoet rolls in a left side baseline jumper from 10, and that's going to draw the third quarter to a conclusion. Cassidy Vredevoet with 5 points in the second half, 9 for the ball game. Dort College reestablishes a one-point lead at the end of three. Dort College 45, Nebraska Wesleyan 43. Back with a fourth quarter of action from Lincoln right after this. Through three quarters, we're as close as can be. Dort College leading Nebraska Wesleyan by one, 45-44. On the floor for the defenders to start the fourth quarter of play. Chapman, Gasing, Blunt, Vredevoet, and Cruz. Ball tossed into the backcourt. Gasing has the basketball. Gets it over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Feeds it into the post. Free throw line, Cruz. Cruz loses it. Picked up by Gasing. Gasing, two players around her. Hands it back off to Cruz. Cruz, tightrope walk along the half-court stripe. 15 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Left side pass over to Cruz. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing collapsed on. She's deep in the corner. Pass goes underneath Vredevoad. Vredevoad, Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman puts up the jumper. It's good. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders have 8 points from their senior from Arvada, Colorado, and the defenders extend the lead to 47-44. Every time North College has gotten a little bit of breathing room, Felicia Tucholsky has gotten a bucket. She misses that one. She misses another one on the offensive rebound and put back from the middle of the lane, and the rebound is taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt over to Gasing. Gasing up the floor. Gasing, left side it goes Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman to Gasing. Gasing, right side, Cruz. Cruz, deep right side, Blunt. Blunt to Gasing. Gasing of the basketball. Gasing comes back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad is fouled on the play. That's going to be foul number one in the fourth quarter on Nebraska Wesleyan. Foul goes on Sanchez, and that's number three on her. Kelly Sanchez held scoreless thus far. Inbounding basketball is Gasing. Gasing's pass to Cruz. Cruz in the lane, and she is fouled on the play again, this time by Sanchez. That's number four on her, and Sanchez, the first player for Nebraska Wesleyan, to pick up her fourth foul. She'll check out of the contest. Checking in is Allie Kalale. Gasing inbounds, gets it into Blunt. Blunt shot in the lane, no good. And a foul on the play called on Courtney Cook. That's foul number three on her. Robin Blunt with 6 points this afternoon. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw is off the mark. No good by Robin. She's got another one coming. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Blunt misses the second free throw. Free throw shooting not Robin's forte. 64% free throw shooter. Misses that one. Ball ends up down on the floor. And it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball inbounding. They get the ball inbounded to Nishida. Nishida with it across half court. She passes right side to Colstie. To Colstie working against Blunt. To Colstie, might have traveled with it. Her shot, no good. She's 0 for 3 to start the fourth quarter of play. Gasing from the basketball, Dort College a chance to build on the lead. Robin Blunt shows the shot, drives in, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball.
Now for Nebraska Wesleyan, number 15,
Ann Schulte. Wesleyan with the basketball. 47-44, our score. Bringing the basketball up is Schulte. Schulte gives it up, and it's taken away by Chapman. Chapman over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing puts it up in traffic. Good. Jamie Gasing with 10 points, and the defenders lead at 49-44. 49-44, our score. Wesleyan basketball, Phillips. Left side pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and to Colstey. Drop it off back to Tucholsky on the give and go, and Tucholsky with a two-point bucket. Felicia Tucholsky with 21, and the North College defenders trail a lead, I should say, 49-46. 7:35 remaining. Pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman inside to Vredevoad. Vredevoad shows the ball. Crossover move, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Cassidy Vredevoad with a team-high 11 points, and the defender lead is 5 again, 51-46. 51-46, our score for the basketball. This is Schulte. Schulte to Stokey. This is Phillips. Tucholsky tries to drop it off inside, loses it. Here comes Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz, right side, Blunt. Blunt, off-balance shot, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. She's got 8. I mentioned earlier, free throw shooting, not her forte, but open court play is. And now timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan will take a full-length timeout. Brittany Fett will talk things over with her team. Back with more after this. Wesleyan basketball after the timeout. Schulte guarded closely by Gasing. They get it inside to Wetzel. Wetzel with 5 points. 7-point defender lead is down to 5. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball back over to Abby. Abby goes right side to Gasing. Cross-court pass, Robin Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman, 3-ball, good. Abby Chapman with 11 points, and the Dort College lead is 8, 56 to 48. So an 8-point advantage for the defenders, trying to stretch it out here with 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound cleared by Blunt. Blunt gets it away to Cruz. Cruz left side, Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing puts the shot up in traffic. Shot no good. And now reach-in foul called on Jamie Gasing on the rebound. That's foul number 2 on Jamie Gasing. Team foul number 2 on the defenders in this quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. 5:35 remaining in regulation. Dort College leading by 8. Wesleyan trying to whittle away at the lead again. To Colsty, waiting to check in at the scorer's table. Pass goes to Stokey. Three-pointer on the way is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound is trying to save it in is Wesleyan's Courtney Cook. She goes into the pep band area, knocks over an amp and a music stand in the process. And the Dort College defenders will now inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Blunt, Cruz, Angbers, Vredevoet, and Holst on the floor for the defenders. For Wesleyan, it's Tucholsky and Schulte out front. Cook is on the backside. Addie Wetzel. Pass goes over to Angbers. Angbers underneath the basket. She can't get free. Picks up her dribble. Comes back to Blunt. Blunt with a left hand. Good. Robin Blunt with 10 points on the cut. And the defenders open up a 10-point lead, 58-48. Dort College trying to move in for their fifth win of the conference season. Ball deflected out by Robin Blunt. Intended for Felicia Tucholsky on the pass out front. And Blunt pokes it free. Pass goes to Schulte. Schulte with it in between the circles. Schulte goes over to Wetzel. Wetzel to Schulte. Schulte goes right side to Tucholsky. Tucholsky, two players around her, and she draws a foul. So Tucholsky is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She took it down to the right baseline and from about 7 feet out was unable to knock it down. So Tucholsky with two free throws coming. First one is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Tucholsky. 21 points today for Felicia Tucholsky. And she misses that free throw as well. She's a 70% free throw shooter, just 1-for-4 today, though. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She goes right side to Blunt. Blunt to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, two players around her, tries a bounce pass for Holst, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College to toss it in. Angbers to trigger. Page gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz right back over to Angbers. Angbers picks up her dribble. Page back over to Cruz. 8 to shoot for the defenders. 4:18 on the game clock. Now 5. Cruz at the top of the key. Two players around her. 1 second, and that's the shot clock violation. Charged to Dort College. Turnover, and Wesleyan will have it back. Nebraska Wesleyan with it on the right side. This is Ann Schulte. Schulte passes right side to Tucholsky. Tucholsky drives in. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for her fourth personal. Tucholsky will go to the free throw line to shoot two, but the way she has shot free throws so far this afternoon, it's not a bad trade-off for Dort College to see if she can start knocking them down. That's better than giving her an open layup. She misses the first one. She's now 1-for-5. Another one on the way for Tucholsky. 58-48, Dort College by 10. Going to leave Blunt on the floor for the time being. Shot is up, and that one's no good as well for Tucholsky, and she's 1-for-6. 1-for-6 from the free throw line. Pass goes over to Blunt. Blunt with it.
Blunt gives it to Cruz. Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet in the corner. They try to find Holst with the elbow pass. And a foul on the play called on Stokey. It's team foul number 4 on Wesleyan. York College not in the bonus yet. They go to Holst in the middle of the lane, and Holst is fouled on the play by Cook. Courtney Cook whistled for her 4th personal foul. And that is team foul number 5 on Wesleyan. Beg your pardon, that is number 5 against Cook, so Cook is done. She scores 12 points this afternoon and fouls out with 3:42 remaining in the game. So Cook will check out. Kylie Ashley will check in. So Michael Holst shooting 2 free throws. Holst 1-for-2 this afternoon. It's her only point so far today. She's been dealing with foul trouble most of the game. First free throw off the mark, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Second free throw is up and good by Holst. Also made possible by American State Bank. Offices in a variety of locations across the region. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. Holst, a 54% free throw shooter. She's right at that for the day, 2-for-4. North College leads 59-48. Down to the baseline to Colstie. Spin move, nothing there. They try to lob it up. No one in particular. Ball bounces free. Kylie Ashley comes up with it. Ashley passes right side. Shot by Tucholsky, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives to Cruz, 3:20 remaining. Cruz back over to Gasink. Gasink with it, right side, Blunt. Robin Blunt with the basketball. Robin Blunt back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz fires it inside to Holst. Holst back over to Blunt. Blunt back to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz gives it up. Vredevoet. Vredevoet shot no good. Rebound taken down by Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play, and Micah will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws. Holst trying to give Dort College a 12 or 13 point lead here. Dort College leading 59-48. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Micah Holst. Holst with 3 points, all from the free throw line. Dort College leading 60-48. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well, 61-48. Micah Holst now 4-for-6 from the free throw line, 67% for the day. With the basketball out front is Schulte. Schulte working against Robin Blunt. Pass goes right side. With it is Kalale. Kalale to Tucholsky. Tucholsky has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. I beg your pardon, she had a 2 earlier. Put back no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line for 2 more free throws. Fouls charged to Vredevoet. That's number 2 on her. Free throw by Tucholsky is off the mark. No good. Tucholsky 1-for-7 from the free throw line this afternoon. And now 2-for-8. She makes 1 of 2, and the defenders lead 61-49. Gasink of the basketball. Gasink brings it up. She passes it right side over to Blunt. Blunt to Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Layup good. Cruz with 12. Dort College leads 63-49. Schulte picks up her dribble. She passes right side to Colstey. To Colstey. Ball's down on the floor. Gasink forces the tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 63-49, Dort College in front. Nebraska Wesleyan will call another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Prairie Wolves. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Keep it tuned to KDCR 88.5 FM throughout the day for the latest world news from SRN, as well as local and regional news, market reports, and weather with me, John Sleggers, and sports with Mike Biker. Our most recent audio newscast is available anytime online at kdcr.dort.edu and follow us on Twitter at kdcr_885. We have the information you need at KDCR 88.5 FM, rock solid radio.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Door College turns the ball over. Turns over the ball for all you English teachers out there. Door College with a turnover, and Wesleyan gets the basketball. They pass it left side. Give it off to Sanchez. Sanchez, crossover move, down to the block, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoet, got poked in the eye, gets it away to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink with it, left side, Blunt. Blunt will put up a long two, shot no good from the corner. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and Addie Wetzel. 1:42 remaining, Dort College playing with a 14-point lead. Nishida, Wetzel, three, top of the key, good. Addie Wetzel with 8 points, and the defender lead is 63-52. 1:30 and counting. Gasink with the basketball. When does Wesleyan begin to play the foul game is my question. Gasink with it. Picks up her dribble. Passes to Hulst. That's the one you want to foul if you're Wesleyan. They're going to play it out, though. Left side it goes to Cruz. And now a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. 1:13 remaining here in the fourth quarter of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Game reset. Dort College 63, Prairie Wolves 52. Five fouls on the Prairie Wolves, four on the defenders. Dort College three timeouts remaining. Wesleyan has one left. 6 seconds on the shot clock after the inbounds play. Pass goes to Chapman. Chapman's going to have to fire it up. Shot missed everything. Rebound secured by Wesleyan. Here come the Prairie Pups with a chance to cut it from 11. Down to single digits. Right corner, three on the way. Missed it, no good. Long rebound, Nishida, no. Taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing over to Chapman. If you're Dort College, you want the ball in the hands of Abby Chapman as much as possible. She's missed, I believe, one free throw all year. 23 of 24, and Dort College gives it right back to her. And Abby Chapman now a chance to go to the free throw line and make things really difficult for Nebraska Wesleyan. Two free throws on the way for Abby. The senior from Arvada, Colorado. Chapman has 665 career points. Entering play today. She has 12 this afternoon, so she's at 677. Very real possibility of getting to 700. Free throws made by Chapman. Chapman now 25 of 26 this year from the charity stripe. Dort College leading 65-52. So a Baker's dozen lead for the defenders. 40 seconds remaining. Wesleyan over the basketball. Nishida. Nishida driving in. Nishida gives it off into the corner. Shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Wesleyan and Wetzel. It'll be Dort College basketball. Blunt checks in. Checks out. Chapman checks in. Engber's also in the ball game, so you get a couple of little sharper free throw shooters into the contest. Hulst and Blunt check out. They're both in that 50-60% range from the free throw line. Cruz inbounding. So Dort College to get use the situations here to Michael Hulst. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Paige Angbers will go to the free throw line and will try to give Dort College a 14 or 15 point lead. The junior from Pella makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Paige Angbers now with 6 points, came in averaging 7.9 points per contest. Second free throw on the way by Angbers is up and good. Makes it a 67-52 ball game. Dort College in front, and they're looking poised to win their fifth game of the conference season. Improved to 5-15. Nishida driving in, right hand too strong, no good. Rebound deflected, and it's picked up by Hulst. Hulst is tied up on the play, alternating possession. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, trailing by 15. Wesleyan will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for Wesleyan will be Allie Kalale. Kalale to trigger it. Kalale looking, passes over the top, finds Tucholsky. Tucholsky with it, step back three, top of the key, got it. Three-point bucket by Felicia Tucholsky. Tucholsky now with 25, and the defenders lead at 67-55. Fouled in the backcourt is Jamie Gasing. Gasing 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. Will step to the free throw line with her team leading by 12, and an opportunity to put the game away if it hasn't been done already. Gasing, first free throw by the freshman from Sioux Center, is up and through. She's got 11, and the Dort College defenders lead it 68-55. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off of the mark, and it rolls around and falls through. 69-55, Dort College in front. Dort College is going to win this ballgame. Nishida into the front court, 8 seconds remaining. Pass goes left side. Nishida picks up the dribble. Passes it off, shot in traffic, no good. And with 0.2 seconds left, Dort College will inbound the basketball, and that'll be it. Throwing the ball in will be Robin Blunt. Blunt gets it in to Gasing, and that's the contest. 69-55, Dort College improves to 5-15, 9-18 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 3-17 and 4-19. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College wins this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, by a final score of 69-55. Dort College led at the end of the first quarter 19-12. They led 24-22 at the end of the first half. Dort College was up 45-44 at the end of the third period and outscored Nebraska Wesleyan 24-11 in the fourth period of play for the final of 69-55. The defenders were led today by five players in double figures. Abby Chapman had 13 points to lead Dort College, 12 each for Kim Cruz and Jamie Gasink, 11 by Cassidy Bredevo, 10 for Robin Blunt, 7 by Paige Angbers off the bench, and Micah Hulst ended with 4 for the defenders. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Felicia Tucholsky had 25, Courtney Cook had 12, 8 for Addie Wetzel, 2 for Kylie Ashley, 3 for Kaylee Stokey, 3 for Allie Kalale, and 2 for Claire Phillips for their total of 55. Michael Hulst had 12 rebounds to lead the Dort College effort, 7 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Cassidy Bredevo, and 4 different players had 4 rebounds each. They were Abby Chapman, Jamie Gasink, Robin Blunt, and Paige Angbers. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led by Felicia Tucholsky with 5 rebounds, and Addie Wetzel also had 5. 4 each for Courtney Cook and Kylie Ashley, 3 for Allie Kalale, and 3 for Claire Phillips. Kim Cruz had 6 assists to lead the defenders. Abby Chapman, Jamie Gasink, and Robin Blunt had 3 each, 18 total assists for the defenders. 2 steals by Cassidy Bredevoet led the Dort College effort. They had 5 steals all in the second half. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they had 10 steals at halftime. They end with 13. They were led by Courtney Cook's 3 steals. Morgan Nishida had 4 assists along with Ann Schulte. Schulte also had a game-high 7 steals for the Prairie Wolves. As a team, Dort College 25-58 from the floor for 43%, 5-15 on threes, 33%, 14-22 on free throws, 64%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 18-60 from the floor, 30%, 6-22 on threes, 27%, 13-24 from the free throw line for 54%. Dort College out-rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 48-34. Dort College had 23 turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan had 16. Wesleyan had 13 steals. Dort College ended with 5. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from Snyder Arena on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan right
the
after
The Dort
that.
College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders getting a win today over Nebraska Wesleyan, 69-55. Dort College uses a strong fourth quarter to pull away after leading by one at the end of the third quarter. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has joined us for her post-game comments. And Coach did a lot of things well in the fourth quarter, got the lead, took care of the basketball, made some free throws, finished off this game well after a tight first three quarters.
Yeah, we played pretty good defense in the first half, and I was disappointed how we came out of the locker room. But one thing we were able to do today that we haven't been able to do in the past is score in the third quarter. So we knew that our mentality in the fourth quarter had to be a defensive mentality and get some stops, and I thought our girls did a good job doing that. We took care of the basketball a lot better in the second half. We only had 6 turnovers compared to 17 in the first half. And we really attacked the basket hard, and we made, I think, 6 key free throws down the stretch to really make sure that the game stayed out of reach.
Michael Hulse got in some foul trouble. That changes you defensively, obviously, and you had to try to make some changes on the fly, but Nebraska Wesleyan took advantage of that fact, and where you normally have that shot blocker on the backside of things, and they took advantage that she wasn't there.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we kind of got in foul trouble overall in general. We had quite a few people with 2 fouls in the first half and Micah with 3, and that was definitely a disadvantage, but you know, it did allow us to get out and run a little bit in the third quarter, and that helped us some. I thought Robin Blunt came out and played some really valuable minutes for us. She was 5 of 7. She got to the basket well. She finished with her left hand a couple times, strong on the left side, and just did some really nice things for us when we needed her to.
Balanced scoring, a return a little bit more to what we were accustomed to seeing early in the season. 5 players in double figures, and that's the strength of that. That's when this team is playing its best, probably, is when you've got 4 and 5 players between 8 and 12 points.
Yeah, it was really fun to see. I think there were 4 transition plays where 4 different people scored, and then Abby Chapman came in and hit some big threes down the stretch there. It was just nice to see us spread the ball. We had 18 assists on 25 baskets, so that's a really good ratio for us, and that's one of our goals, was to have 16 to 18 assists every game, and we hadn't quite reached that recently, so it was nice to see that today.
Cut down on your turnovers in the second half. Did you have to adjust anything, or was it a matter of just taking care of the basketball better?
You know, I thought we were really passive in the first half. We didn't attack the creases of their zone very well. So we just talked to the girls about that. You know, I think that helped us open it up more so at the free throw line too. We only got to the free throw line 3 times in the first half, and we got there 19 times in the second half. And it helped minimize our turnovers because we got by defenders, and then we were able to make the extra pass. So yeah, there were some adjustments there, but it was mostly the girls just seeing visually where the gaps would be on the whiteboard in the locker room.
Mount Marty on the road on Wednesday, and then wrap up the season with a home game on Saturday against College of St. Mary. Mount Marty playing for second place yet in the conference. College of St. Mary playing for a spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. You've got a couple of opponents coming up this week who still have something to play for, and you've got motivation to try to play the role of spoiler.
Yeah, you know, Mount Marty is a team that we feel like got us at home in double overtime. But they're really, really dangerous at their place. They're a really dangerous team right now. I actually think St. Mary's and Mount Marty are 2 of the most dangerous teams in the league right now. So we definitely have a tough week ahead of us, but we're excited and we want to finish out with 7 GPAC wins.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about tonight's matchup, or today's contest, a win for the defenders over Nebraska Wesleyan by a final score of 69-55. We'll be back with a look at the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard right after this. GPAC scores from earlier today in women's basketball. It was Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan, 69-55. Dort College goes to 5-15 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 3-17. Briarcliff over Hastings, 82-70. Briarcliff 13-7. Hastings 12-8 in the GPAC. Mount Marty over Midland, 60-55. Mount Marty 13-7 in the conference. Midland falls to 5-15. They're tied with Dort College. Morningside defeated Doan 89-76. Morningside 18-2. They've already clinched the GPAC title. Doan falls to 7-13 for the season. Concordia, or I should say in the GPAC, Concordia nips Northwestern in Seward 71-70. Concordia improves to 13-7. Northwestern falls to 9-11. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over the College of St. Mary, 81-68. Dakota Wesleyan 13-7. College of St. Mary is 9-11. Current standings then, as I scratch them out, Morningside 18-2. Four-way tie for second. Concordia, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, and Mount Marty are all 13-7. Hastings is 12-8. They are in sixth place by themselves. Then you've got separation. College of St. Mary and Northwestern are 9-11 each, and if the season were to end today, Northwestern and College of St. Mary would be the 7th and 8th seeds, and those are a couple of dangerous 7 and 8 seeds. Doane College is 7-13. Midland and Dort are 5-15. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-17 in women's play. Coming up this Wednesday, GPAC play, Midland at Hastings, Morningside at Briarcliff, Nebraska Wesleyan at Doane, Northwestern is at Dakota Wesleyan, and the College of St. Mary is at Concordia. Dort College travels to Yankton to face the Mount Marty Lancers. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the setup for the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.